This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Messages coming in from around the world on the death of Pope Francis. King Charles says he and the Queen are deeply saddened. Australia's Prime Minister giving thanks for the life of the Holy Father. Vice President J.D. Vance issuing a statement saying his heart goes out to the millions of Christians around the world who loved him. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Rome with more on Vance's meeting with the Pope over the weekend.
Pope Francis met privately with Vice President J.D. Vance, who was visiting Rome during Holy Week with his family. The Vatican Press Office says the two met for several minutes and exchanged Easter greetings. In a post on X, the vice president writing in part, quote, "It was an honor to be in Rome on this Holy Week."
In New York, ABC News contributor Father James Martin.
He celebrated Easter with the faithful, and now he celebrates Easter in heaven with Jesus Christ. The timing is pretty remarkable.
Pope Francis was 88 and had recently been hospitalized for more than a month with pneumonia. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has concerns about funding cuts coming from the Trump administration. Rothman told lawmakers at the Capitol last week several research fields like Alzheimer's, diabetes, and agriculture could be impacted. The liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court upholds the Governor Evers' so-called 400-year veto. Republican lawmakers sent Evers a budget with a per-student increase ending with the 2024-25 school years. Evers altered the end date to 24-25. The court in a 4-3 ruling rejected a challenge to Evers' veto. And this week's NFL draft is expected to bring a major economic impact to the Green Bay area. On Wisconsin Eye's Newsmakers program, Mayor Eric Genrich says it's a great opportunity to show off the city and the entire state, as people will have to come in from all parts of Wisconsin. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A few lingering showers this morning, then becoming partly cloudy by late this afternoon. And it will be a little breezy today, too, with a high in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 35 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Maybe an isolated thundershower with a high near 60. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Monday morning. Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:04. Yes, it's a little bit cloudy out there. It was a little bit drizzly. That will clear up and not going to be too bad to be out and about. A little bit breezy, as you just heard Sean mentioning. So we'll keep an eye on the weather this week. You know, it is April after all. Here is UB40, Red Red Wine on Max FM.
Malibu's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. I hope everyone's having a great day so far. I know it's the day after Easter, and, you know, I did have a little bit of Easter candy this weekend. I didn't have a lot of Easter candy. I kind of contained myself. I did try to behave on the amount of candy that I had as part of my intake. I was more concerned kind of with Easter dinner, to be brutally honest with you, from the food standpoint. That was my highlight of the Easter food this weekend. It was not candy. I know that's a surprise for a lot of people that know me, but yeah, just like, you know, candy's good, but the ham in the dessert and everything like that was a lot better. And of course, then we had scalloped potatoes last night with the leftover Easter ham. So that was probably my favorite dinner of the weekend. And then Wendy says, hey, do you want dessert? And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm good. I am full. I had two helpings of that, and it was delicious. And so, yeah, it was good. And I stayed away from most Easter candy. We're going to be asking your thoughts on that this morning. Text us and let us know. Did you overdo it on the Easter candy? 608-355-9970. or text us via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap the text button. And let us know if you overdid it on the Easter candy. You will remain anonymous. We're not going to tell anyone your name or anything along those lines. So, or if you happen to throw your significant other under the bus for their intake of candy, we're not going to throw them under the bus either. So I did have that happen last week, and I'm like, nope, not going down that road. So yeah, text us and let us know your thoughts on that. Did you overdo it on the Easter candy? And what was your favorite? That's the other thing I'm kind of curious about this morning as well. I know that we had the conversation in depth about Peeps last weekend. Someone in our household loves them. Well, I'm not a big fan of them. And so, yeah, I'm curious about your thoughts on that as well. Again, text 608-355-9970. Also, if you want an invitation to the Max FM Grand Reopening Ribbon Cutting Ceremony, that is this Thursday at 5 p.m. You can text in PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. You'll get a link to our invitation to the Max FM Grand Reopening Ceremony. You can just click on that link and let us know if you're able to attend that. We'd like you to attend if you're able to. We want to celebrate with you as we are a community-based radio station. And we're happy to be downtown Baraboo again, right here on Oak Street in the Weicker Great Day building. And so if you want to attend that, just text in PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. You get a link to the invitation. Then you can sign up if you're able to attend as well and have some details in there as well. So we want to make it very easy for you so you don't have to remember a website and all that stuff. And all you're doing is mentioning if you're able to attend. That's all you're doing. You're not doing anything else. It's just real easy. It's one way of us getting the word out to you about our grand reopening ribbon cutting ceremony. We would like you to join us for that again. Thursday, 5 p.m. We're going to have the Chamber of Commerce here. We are going to do a ribbon cutting. We will do station tours as well. We'll have some light snacks, and you get to see the building and where we get to broadcast from now. It is such a exciting time. It also means I need to clean up my office, so that's on the agenda as well. If there's any volunteers that want to help with that, hey, let me know that as well, because I need to get that cleaned up. I've kind of left the door shut since we've been here, and I went in there this morning. I'm like, it's time to clean Dave's office up, too. So, yeah, that's got to get done before Thursday. I got a couple of days, right? But, hey, if you want to help me clean that up, let me know as well. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of having to clean that up, but it's definitely time. And in the little bit of time I've been here, I've managed to not put stuff back where it belongs for some reason. I know that's shocking as well. Here is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. We're running down a dream on your Monday morning. It is 6:15. Happy Monday, everyone. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Max FM.
Sun beat down, I had the radio on, I was driving. Possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. Whatever's mine, I'm running down a drain.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:23 on Monday morning. Hope everyone's having a wonderful Monday so far. It is also known as Easter Monday. We'll talk about all of our calendar days at 8:40. Here is Brian Adams on Max FM.
Look into my eyes.
Decent board, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:27 on Monday morning. That was Brian Adams. Now, I wonder if these answers would change if they were asked this question on a Monday. Would your job, or would you say your job has a meaningful impact on the world? Or is it totally pointless? Is it just a means to an end? A new poll found that most Americans do feel their job has meaning. 62% of people said yes, their job has meaning. 18% are not sure if their job has meaning. And 20% feel like they're just keeping a chair warm at their job. Now, college grads were a little bit more likely to think their job makes a difference. So were people with the classic office jobs that involve meetings and emails. If your job doesn't involve those two things, there's a 31% chance you feel like you're just spinning your wheels to earn a paycheck. Now, this all came from YouGov. And, you know, I would say that I love my job. I do say that all the time. I don't even kid about it. It's very true. I love working here. I love what I get to do here. It has a lot of variety. I get to do the station manager portion. I get to do the morning show. And I just like that part of my job. I also do some IT for the parent company. And so I still do a little bit of IT. So yeah, I do feel that my job has meaning. And I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Now, I get it where some people's jobs, they go, yeah, I'm doing it. And I was talking with someone this weekend that was thinking, you know, yeah, they're thinking about changing jobs because they're going in every day. It's the same thing day after day after day after day, which then I totally get it because then you're just kind of going through the job process, doing your thing. And at the end of the day, you're like, okay, yeah, that was not fun. And so I totally get that. Been there, done that. And then, yeah, if it's at that point and there's other opportunities, sure, then it is time to maybe think about a change. But I would say that my job does have meaning because I do get to get out in the community. We get to help some of our community organizations as well. And that's something that definitely, to me, makes it feel like, yeah, there's some meaning to what I do. And that's what makes my job, I would say, a little bit more enjoyable than just sitting behind a computer, doing meetings, doing emails. Yeah, necessary things. Don't get me wrong. I do have to do those. I mean, I'm playing catch up on emails from last week, which is even the worst part is when you take a day off and then you come back and you're like, oh boy, now I got to catch up on all of those emails. And as we've been talking about, we've been planning the station move for a while and we've completed that finally. Well, we still have some hard stuff to do with that. It's not completely complete, but we are broadcasting from downtown Baraboo. And so then you get into that chain of emails and you're like, okay, yeah, definitely got to catch up on that. And I do have a couple of different email accounts for here as well. And that's a whole nother topic we're not even going to get into today is about email. Yeah, not going down that road. It's too early to even think about all of that stuff. Emily is going to join me at 7:10 this morning. We are going to talk about the passing of the Pope. He did pass this morning. We're also going to have our Easter wrap up. We're going to remind everyone about our Max FM grand reopening ceremony. We also are going to have the Port City Group in here this morning for an interview for their upcoming show. And you know, we're talking about when Ben Bromley's play was over at the El Ringling, that hilarity ensues. Yes, we have another great play coming up that's going to be over in Portage. And we're excited to talk about that. We are also going to talk about our Pets of the Week from the Sauk County Humane Society. As a reminder, they always have needs and we can help them out by going to saukhumane.org. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
This is Rhonda from Purple Lotus Studio in Baraboo, congratulating 99.7 Max FM on their new location in downtown Baraboo and inviting you to check out our website at purplelotus.studio to book your confidence-boosting portrait session today.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the A's 14-1 to take the series 2-1. 23-year-old right-hander Logan Henderson, making his major league debut on the mound, gave up only 3 hits, 1 run. He struck out 9 over 6 innings.
I don't know if I can sum it up yet. I mean, I'm just super thankful, man. It's accumulation of a lot of hard work and a lot of people that have believed in me. And I just got to thank all my family, friends, and everybody who's helped me get to this position.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
No, he was great. You know, you guys saw it, 6 innings, and yeah, that's the best I've ever seen him throw. I never have watched the success he's had, so it's great to see.
The Brewers on the road tonight in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks reviewing what went wrong in that 117-98 loss to the Pacers Saturday. Game 2 of the series tomorrow night in Indianapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A few lingering showers this morning, then becoming partly cloudy by late this afternoon. And it will be a little breezy today, too, with a high in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 35 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Maybe an isolated thundershower with a high near 60. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Monday morning. It is almost 6:42. Now, last week, Red Robin announced that they were selling bottomless burger passes, which would get you a burger and a bottomless side every day of the month of May for only $20 total. And so, well, as expected, they sold out instantly, and even worse, their website crashed. So many people weren't even able to get it. The satisfaction of seeing that they were too late. Now, a few people did get through and were mistakenly charged $682, the maximum value of the promotion. Those charges have since been reversed. Red Robin never said how many of the passes they were selling, only that there were a limited number of them and they would go quickly. Now, some fans were very frustrated, obviously, and they vented on social media. One said, "I spent literally an hour refreshing the burger pass. What incredible incompetence." Someone else said, "It was literally easier to get tickets to Taylor Swift than it is to get a Red Robin burger pass." Now, Red Robin did apologize for the site going down, saying, "We did everything we could to anticipate the interest in the bottomless burger pass, but due to overwhelming excitement, our website and supporting systems crashed." They're also hyping a Nara sweepstakes that offers free burgers for a year. They posted the details about that on their site, which is back up, but there are only 12 winners, so that's like a Taylor Swift VIP ticket, just saying. Now, speaking of chain restaurant promotions, Buffalo Wild Wings is doing another dine-in all-you-can-eat boneless wings promotion on weekdays. It isn't free, it costs $20, but if you can eat 20-plus wings, that's at least a 25% discount. The only rule is no sharing, so maybe you could sit there all day and eat your meals there. You know, a woman did that last year, and she was, like, there for 12 hours, ate 69 wings, and she did tip well. So, yeah, 20 wings, that's a lot of wings to eat in one sitting. It depends on how big the wings are, but I can say if they're smaller wings, yes, maybe I could pull that off. But quite honestly, I don't think I could eat 20 wings now. If they're larger ones, a dozen is enough. And I hope my doctor's not listening as we're even talking about that this morning, because normally, you know, I want to have some French fries to go with those wings as well. So, yeah, Red Robin's bottomless burger pass crashed their website. You know, not surprised. If you can get burgers every day in May, ooh, that would just be so tasty. Now, I know a guy who is a burger fanatic. No, it's not me. And yeah, he would be all over this. And, you know, I don't even know where there's a Red Robin near here. I remember going to them many, many years ago, but I'm not sure where the nearest one is either. But it is a great promotion, quite honestly. And, you know, it's got me thinking of a few other ideas in the back of my mind as well, because there's a lot of great burger places in town. We're very fortunate to have that. I can see one from one of the windows here. I can see another one from one of the other windows in here. So right around lunchtime, you can start smelling that in downtown Baraboo, and you're like, ooh, starting to get hungry. And then you walk out the door, I would say about, oh, quarter after 11, 11:30, and you're like, oh, yeah, I can definitely smell the burgers cooking downtown and all the good food. And oh, my goodness, as you can tell, it's always about the food here. It's one of my favorite things to, well, eat, of course. You know, I did not overdo it on the Easter candy as we're talking about food. Again, text us, let us know your thoughts on Easter candy. Did you overdo the Easter candy? And what was your favorite? 608-355-9970. Or text in via the free Civic Media app. We're kind of curious what everyone's thoughts are on Easter candy the day after Easter. Maybe you haven't touched it as well. Maybe you're waiting for today to get into that Easter candy. And now that I'm thinking about it, I did bring Easter candy with me to work. It's sitting in my office. So I do have a few jelly beans in there. Yeah, there's jelly bellies somewhere in my office, I'm sure, too. But yeah, jelly beans are in there. And I don't remember what else was in that little bag I threw in my backpack this morning. But definitely jelly beans are in there. No, I'm not going to eat those while I'm trying to talk, because they get stuck to your teeth. And then if my dentist is listening, oh boy, if all the health professionals are listening this morning, I might be getting myself into a little bit of trouble. So no, I'm not eating burgers this early in the morning. And no, I'm not eating jelly beans yet this early in the morning. Coming up, we're going to have some more great music right here on Max FM.
Hey, Baraboo. Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market, your hometown store, formerly known as Pierce's Fresh Express. We've got big deals lined up this week that you don't want to miss. Let's talk savings. Certified Angus beef boneless sirloin tip roast at $4.99 a pound. And don't forget the deli. Hot and ready whole rotisserie chickens, $7.99 each. Visit us at 935 8th Street. Open daily from 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market, where the freshest items, friendliest service, and best deals are waiting for you.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
I'm
Thank you. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Bells tolling in church towers across Rome and at St. Peter's Square after the announcement that Pope Francis has died at the age of 88. ABC's Terry Moran has more.
The world is mourning the loss of Pope Francis.
Elliot Sorelli. Con profondo dolore.
The Vatican making the announcement that the leader of the 1.3 billion Catholics around the world had passed away at the age of 88. The pontiff was hospitalized recently for pneumonia. The Vatican later revealed that his condition had worsened and that he was being treated for bilateral pneumonia.
After a brief period during which the Pope will be buried, cardinals from around the world will gather for the conclave where they will choose the next Pope.
This is the most important thing that they do. So many cardinals are bishops and archbishops and run dioceses, but once you become a cardinal, your main role is not only to advise the Pope, but to elect the next one.
Father James Martin, this is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin.
University's of Wisconsin president Jay Rothman has concerns about funding cuts coming from the Trump administration. Rothman told lawmakers at the Capitol last week several research fields like Alzheimer's, diabetes, and agriculture could be impacted.